the most important thing. Empowered engineers are the single most important thing that you can have in a company. Bill Campbell. In your journey to empowered teams, if I had to pick just one concept from this entire book that I hope you would take to heart, it would be the idea of an empowered engineer. Certainly, I'm not saying that's all that's required, as extraordinary products come from product teams. But I am suggesting, I believe this is the single most important ingredient. I could have framed most of this book around the concept of an empowered engineer. I have explained that the best single source of innovation is your engineers, because they're working with the enabling technology every day, so they're in the best position to see what's just now possible. The product vision is intended to attract and inspire these engineers. The product strategy is intended to ensure these engineers are working on the most important problems. The team objectives give the engineers clear statements of the problem to solve and the outcomes to strive for. The product manager and product designer provide critical constraints regarding business viability and customer experience, respectively. User research and data science provides the engineers with key insights. And to be very clear, just letting your engineers decide how to code a solution is not what is meant by empowerment. Of course, they need to decide how to implement the solution. Letting your engineers determine the architecture is also not what is meant by empowerment. Of course, they also need to be able to decide the architecture. Empowerment of an engineer means that you provide the engineers with the problem to solve and the strategic context, and they are able to leverage technology to figure out the best solution to the problem. An easy way to tell whether or not you have empowered engineers is if the first time your engineers see a product idea is at sprint planning, you are clearly a feature team, and your engineers are not empowered in any meaningful sense. If you're just using your engineers to code, you're only getting about half their value. Hopefully, this is obvious at this point in the book, but a strong tech-powered product company would no sooner outsource their engineers than they would outsource their CEO. The best tech companies understand this. They all have dual-track career ladders for a reason. Their top engineers are generally compensated at the level of a vice president. The engineers are the easiest way to tell if the company has teams of missionaries or teams of mercenaries. Note that I'm not suggesting that you put your engineers on a pedestal. They are ordinary people like the rest of us. But I am suggesting that you treat them like the first-class members of the product teams they need to be. Just consider the breakthrough innovations you use and love every day. Odds are that innovation originated from an empowered engineer working in an empowered team. I will warn you that, in too many cases, your product managers will resist this. You will hear, "My engineers are not interested in anything but coding." This is by far the most common excuse from people that don't understand empowered teams. I have heard it countless times, mostly when I ask a product manager or product designer why their engineers aren't participating in the product discovery work. The first thing I should acknowledge is that occasionally this is true, and I'll come back to this situation later. But in my experience, this is the exception. Whenever I hear this objection, I insist on speaking to the engineers directly. Much more often than not, this is not at all what the engineers say. In fact, the most common complaint I hear from the engineers is that they are not included until it's too late and they are forced to deal with the consequences. What's usually going on is that the product manager doesn't want the engineers to be included because she would rather the engineers spend their time coding. So, in this case, the issue is an overzealous product manager, thinking much more like a project manager than a product manager, either hearing what she wants to hear or not caring enough to even ask. However, sometimes the engineers do tell me they don't really care much about discovery. They prefer to code and are fine building whatever. In this case, I asked them to tell me the last time any of the engineers were able to personally visit with a customer. The answer is usually between a very long time ago and never. But as I said above, sometimes not even a single one of the engineers has any desire to do anything other than code. In this case, my discussion moves to the head of engineering, and I explain that she has mercenaries and not missionaries, and why she needs to raise the bar on hiring engineers. At a minimum, she needs at least one true tech lead on each product team. And discovery is one of the big responsibilities of the tech lead. If, as a product leader, you do nothing else other than this, you will have meaningfully moved forward on your use of technology, on your path to empowered product teams, and on giving yourself a real chance at continuous innovation. Chapter 81.